Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the Book of Life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, July 15th, 2019. It's another Memorization Monday. In fact, this is the 20th week that we've covered different verses over these last, 20 weeks, I guess, 4 months. And we have another great verse today. It's 1 John 5:12. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son does not have life. And let me backstep. Last week we did 1 John 5:11, so let me put these two both together. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. And then today's verse, this week's verse, 1 John 5:12, he who has the Son has life, he who does not have the Son does not have life. And we're going to talk about that life that you can have in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who brings hope to our hearts and brings healing to a hurting world. And what a great gift that God has given us, that we get to follow Him, that we get to serve Him, to worship Him, to be befriended by Him, cast our cares on Him because He cares for us. The Lord Jesus Christ is here to be that special sacrifice that God has made for all of us to come to know Him in a personal way. And it's just an exciting adventure when you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, on the special Memorization Monday, as only God can provide, I got to tell you a little background, because I have a new friend in the studio here who only minutes ago got introduced to me. In fact, the Rev, Pastor Bob Freeman from the First United Methodist Church next door here to Lincoln Square, he was walking by earlier. He tapped on the window. I waved him in. We were getting ready for the broadcast. In fact, Marianne's not here today, so I was going to solo this Memorization Monday. And he briefly introduced me to his friend, Javon Jones. And I said, "Hey, Javon, what are you doing?" "Oh, well, I have a special message that I'm going to be sharing tonight in Chicago. And Pastor Bob has been a friend of mine. I knew him from Springfield." And I said, "Hey, sit down. Be a part of my Memorization Monday. You're going to do a little reading. We're going to cover this verse and then share some of your testimony." So, Javon, on very short notice, welcome to the studios of Great News Radio and Mark and Friends Memorization Monday.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being a willing servant. In fact, just moments ago, I said, "What's that verse where you should always be ready to, you know, share your faith and do it with, like, respect?" And I can't remember. It's like 1 Peter 3:15. Are you familiar with that verse?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, I had it on my phone. Okay, there it is. 1 Peter 3:15. "But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord." And then here's the part that I just love: "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect." And I love that second part, with gentleness and respect. It's not to be antagonistic or fighting words. This is the hope that you have. And ironically, tonight you're going to be sharing about hope. Yes. At a special service. So let's devote our time to the Memorization Monday verse, and then I want to hear some of this testimony, why you're in the area, what you hope to share about hope tonight. Yes. And then a little of your own testimony and background. So thank you for suddenly jumping in, I would say, the hot seat. But you love the Lord. You love to testify to His goodness. And I'm going to give you a copy of this 100 Bible verses everyone should know by your heart, so you can read along, and our listeners that have this book can pull it out. But we're on page 86, and it's 1 John 5:12.
Okay. 1 John 5:12, "The one who has the Son has life. The one who doesn't have the Son of God does not have life." A writing in a Gideon publication, Gary O. Parker recalled an exciting day when he was in the sixth grade. Several visitors were passing out a special gift. As each class was called into the assembly room, these Gideons gave a New Testament to every child who promised to read it. Gary raised his hand and received his copy. A few months later, his mother passed away after a long illness, and the following years were unsettled and difficult. One February night, in 1957.
Now, you weren't even born in 1957, and you're single, so if there's any single women out there, no, I shouldn't say that.
I was not here in 1957.
Yeah, you're 31 years young or 31 years old.
Yes.
Okay, 1957.
Gary was sitting in his room reading his New Testament. He came to 1 John chapter number 5 and verse 12. The one who has the Son has life. Hmm. The one who doesn't have the Son of God does not have life. He saw clearly that our eternal future depends on whether we have Jesus as our Savior and Lord, and that message pricked his heart like a needle. In that moment, Gary recalled, God awakened my understanding. That's an awesome thing.
Yeah, yeah.
For God to just awaken your understanding.
Well, in this verse, I'm going to digress for a minute here, but it's very clear that he who has the Son has life. So you and I and those that follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we have that life. But there are those that do not have the Son, and they do not have life. So if you're in that camp or you've never entertained the idea that you can have a relationship with God and that you can follow the Lord Jesus Christ, that you can have eternal life this very day, it can begin, you can be secured for all eternity, please listen up, stay with us for the next 15 or 20 more minutes, because it's crucial. It's the most important decision you'll ever make.
Yeah. So Gary goes on to say, I quickly put my trust in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and Lord. It was not an overly emotional moment, but one for quiet certainty. It was the beginning of an adventure in faith with Jesus Christ, which has continued to be exciting every day.
Amen.
Gary became an effective pastor and now retired, continues serving the Lord with this message. This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has life. The one who doesn't have the Son of God does not have life. Just a few great assurance of salvation verses in the Bible. One is, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will have the power to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And that's from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 38 and 39.
Yeah, that's a great verse.
Yeah, also, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to guard what has been entrusted to him until that day. That's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Ever. No one will snatch them out of my hand. No one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. That's St. John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29. Memory tip, the full 100 verses in this book include 1 John 5, verses 11 and 12, about assurance of salvation, 1 John 5, 14 and 15, about assurance of answered prayer. Why not memorize verse 13 too? And you will have the entire paragraph of assurance packed away forever in your mind.
Yeah, he's always challenged us not to just look at one verse, but to get the whole context and sometimes memorize the verses before or the verses after or even the whole chapter. As this being our 20th verse, we've been trying to just get the verses down, but there are some that have been memorizing even additional verses. So keep at it, everyone. And then I think there's a final quote here.
Yes, the final quote by Herbert Lockyer. The assurance of salvation is plainly written over the pages of the New Testament. Christ and his apostles lived in the air of certainty. The epistles glow with the truth that we may know we possess salvation.
Wow. Well, great job. Hey, thank you for joining me on short notice. In case you just tuned in, I have a special guest in the studio. His name, do you go by the Reverend Jovan Jones, or you're a traveling evangelist, free agent for Jesus?
Free agent for Jesus works
right
for me.
And I know tonight you're going to be sharing about hope at a special gathering in Chicago. Tell me about that and the calling for you to come in from St. Louis. You grew up in Detroit.
I grew up in Detroit.
You live in St. Louis, and you've been asked to come to Chicago to bring a good word or a word of hope, I believe?
Yes, I received a call from someone that had heard about me. I again, born and raised in Detroit. I've been in several different states, Cleveland, Ohio, Indianapolis, Indiana, Decatur, Illinois, Springfield, and now St. Louis.
Sure.
And I got a call. Someone was having a conference called Enough is Enough, and it was a crusade. And I said, okay, well, what kind of crusade? And they said, we're just trying to minister to some people that may not have heard the word. You know, I was honored that I got the call. Then on top of that, I told them, well, my thing this year was kind of spreading hope to those with all of this violence and senseless killings going on from Detroit all the way down to St. Louis and other parts of the world. Right now, the church, the world, we need hope. We need something and someone to believe in. And we can preach Christ and Jesus all day and night. But if you don't have that hope, it's really a hard thing when you're in the midst of your test to have hope sometimes.
Right.
And just this verse today, talking about having the Son, it just kind of opens the door for that.
Yeah.
So tonight we'll be talking about hope and why being in Christ is so important in this day and time.
Well, when did that hope get birthed in you, if you will? Like, who was introducing you to Jesus? How long ago that started?
I was a very, very, I don't want to say bad, but bad child. I was really respectful, but I would play around a lot. My grandmother was a missionary in the church, and my grandfather, he did kind of little odd and end jobs around the church, and I always found myself there. And one day, I was maybe 10 or 11, I was laying in the bed at the foot of my grandmother's bed, and I literally heard the Lord speak to me. And he says, you know, it's time for you to get yourself together. And I mean, a little 10-year-old, and I'm like, no, I'm hearing voices. And so I went to my grandmother and I told her, and she, you know, said, hey, nobody's talking to you. Go lay down. So I went and laid down.
This is like, it reminds me of Eli.
Exactly.
And then Samuel.
It's so funny.
Okay.
That was my first public message when God called Samuel. And that was me.
Wow.
God called me, and I didn't know who was talking to me because I was young. I didn't really think. And as I got older and life started to happen, I really understood, okay, God, I got you. You don't have to whoop me anymore.
Yeah,
you don't have to beat me up. But that gave me that hope and how people on the street rallied around me and was like, hey, you got something going on. And that was a lot of motivation that we never know how far a kind word will go.
Right.
And that's now my message of hope is, you know, you can make it no matter what you're going through, but you can't do it on your own. There has to be that divine spirit. There has to be Christ on the inside of you. And if you don't know him, I encourage you, get to know him.
Now, it sounds like your grandmother and grandfather, did they raise you, or what was your home situation?
My mother was there. Because I was bad, I was always in trouble.
Sure.
So I kind of got sent to their house. For the majority of time, my mother and them, they're in church now.
Sure.
But they were, you know, everybody was young and... but I was glad that God sent them into my life when they did.
Right.
I have a lot of friends that I went to school with. Some are in prison and different things.
Sure.
And it's amazing how you can grow up with people and you come to one decision, and that one decision can shape your whole life. And I'm just glad that my decision was Jesus.
Right. So you began following him at an early age.
Very early age.
And what was the progression? Did you feel a calling to begin preaching or teaching or Bible school or reading the Bible every day?
I get my daily verse here and there. But I did feel a calling to do something. I didn't know what.
Right.
So I tried singing, and that wasn't it.
Okay.
I tried reading, and that wasn't it. And it's like, okay, well, you know, you like talking to people, so let's try this. And so one day I just stepped out and just had a conversation with an older lady across the street. And I didn't know that she was 65 years old, and she had never been introduced to Christ. And it just was amazing to me. She informed me she had dropped out of school at like 7 or 8, you know, to work. And it was amazing that talking to her, she got saved that day. And since then, I mean, I think she's a mother at a church now or something. She's
And how old at the time were you sharing with
her? I was about 16 at the time. And still today, they call her the street preacher now. So she just telling any and everybody that God loves you, and no matter what you're dealing with, He can help you through it.
You know, I don't know if this is connecting the dots, but you were talking about bringing tonight a hopeful word. And I wondered if that day with this elderly or this older woman, you were bringing a kind, hope-filled word to her. and that's been maybe your pattern for many years, is,
it has.
You know, Jesus is the good news.
He
does care. He's a loving Savior. Yes, he's righteous. Yes, he's just. But we need to know that love part, that he cares, that he's compassionate, that he's full of grace and mercy.
Yes.
And I think people will more readily identify and recognize. I think we all recognize we're sinners, we're fallen, but we need to know God's love to really allow that conviction to take hold. Otherwise, we would just feel worthless and without hope. But when we're known, we're loved by this almighty sovereign God who created the universe, who fashioned everyone individually, uniquely, and that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior so that we can have hope. It's an exciting journey for most all the Christians I know. Every day you wake up, his mercies are new every morning.
That's right.
That he has plans and purposes for us that very day. Sometimes we don't quite understand them, but there's always an opportunity to share his good news message. So you're doing that at 16. You're like, wow, this lady's coming to Christ. Did you start feeling like, I might have a calling to really be an evangelist? Or a street preacher? And so these many years, you've lived in a lot of different places. Is that different callings or?
Different callings.
Okay.
A lot of it is some preaching, some teaching, but I never have lost my spirit of evangelism, which is a lot of times we get stuck on being inside of four walls. But if you look at the life of Jesus, his ministry, very few times did you find him inside of a building, because he knew. Some people don't feel comfortable coming inside of an enclosed space, so you meet people where they are. You meet them on the streets. You meet them in the marketplace. You meet them at the mall, even here, you know, walking around the mall.
Yeah,
who would have known?
Yes.
Trying to find a water fountain to get a drink of water.
It's going to bring a new message to your life. Yeah, and those of you that maybe missed the front end of this program, and it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. But the Reverend Bob Freeman, who's next door, this is like the second or third time he's been walking by waving with a friend. And I invite him in. The next thing we know, we're behind the microphones and we're doing the broadcast. And this was the case today. They were just walking by and I waved him in. I didn't have Marianne here with me today for this edition, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And I thought, well, I can read this verse and go along. And next thing I know, you're in here, you're seated. And I say, hey, do you mind reading this? We're going to go on the air in a couple minutes here. So Jovan Jones is in from St. Louis. He's traveling up to Chicago. So I would ask you to be praying for that special revival that's taking place. What's it called again?
Enough is Enough.
Enough is Enough. And enough, so they've called you. They want you to bring a word and share. And I trust that it'll be maybe many unchurched people and others that'll be gathering.
Yes, it'll be a pretty big, I guess, street kind of tent revival, old-fashioned tent revival, which is a pre-event for in August. I'll be in Las Vegas doing the same thing. Because we have a lot of people hurting. There's a lot of people hurting financially, with health situations, even in families. And we want them to know, like the older lady that I ministered to at 16, I'll never forget it. It was 1 Peter chapter 5. I just kind of told her, you know, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. In verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, well, what do you mean? I said, you know, God cares for you. He knows everything, every pain, every hurt. And the thing that we have to do is we have to first open up to him. We might not can go to a person, but we can talk to him. There's a song that says, I won't tell your secrets. He won't tell anybody what you tell him.
Right.
And once we open up to him and allow him to minister to us, as this radio program does, it ministers to some people because we never know. And the older lady, her saying is, if I can help somebody with a word, a song, or a prayer, I've done my jest for the day. And so I kind of adopted it. If I can help somebody with a word, a song, or a prayer, I think I've done my part.
Amen. Now, there might be a stirring in your heart even now. I'm not sure who's tuned in. God knows. I think he divinely orchestrated you to be tuning in to one of our four frequencies at this point in time, you might be saying, I've never heard that I could have a relationship with God. Well, you can. The Bible is really clear. And God designed you. He created you. You've been fashioned very uniquely. And you're only here. You only exist because He wanted you in His world. But He wants more than you just a part of His world. He wants an intimate relationship with you. He wants to know you. He wants you to interact with Him, to pray to Him, to know that He cares for you. And then there's the eternal life that can begin today, but there's an everlasting life where there's no more pain or suffering, where we'll be with Him forever. And Jovan, you get to talk about that and share about that. And I'm hoping if your heart is stirred, or you don't know what to do with this new maybe information, you know, call us and we'll connect you with Jovan or radio staff or a good Bible-believing church in our area. I know the Reverend Bob, he loves to talk to people about Jesus.
Oh,
so
yes.
We'll make sure we connect you with somebody and encourage you as you explore or try to understand that God does in fact love you, He cares for you, and He has a plan and purpose for your life. So on this Memorization Monday, we invite you to draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. And we'll say our verse together, as this is our 20th week where we've gone through different verses. And this one is 1 John 5:12. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son does not have life. Both Jovan and my prayer for you today is to follow, to accept, to give God a chance by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. He'll change you forever and for all eternity. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Devon Jones with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Thinking about the first time I heard your voice. It wiped away my past. And anyone could tell this kind of love has got to last, So ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I wanna talk to you, Jesus. Thank you. I wanna talk to you, Jesus. Thank you, yeah, for being mine, mine, mine. Remembering when didn't know the Savior, how I wished that He was mine.
You know what I did?
Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please come inside? Ta-ta, Jesus, thank you. I wanna talk to you, Jesus. Thank you. I wanna talk to you, Jesus.